never met before. I wasn't looking for love when I walked through the door, but everybody found what I wasn't even looking for. Sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long, and I thought, damn, what a beautiful sight. In the morning, you don't wake up in my shirt now. Look at us even picking out a church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah. My last single Saturday night.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden considering passing an executive order to impose tough new sanctions at the southern border. One possibility, barring migrants seeking asylum as they cross between U.S. ports of entry. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce with more on the political reasons for the move.
Republicans have seized on the chaos at the border, turning it into a political liability for the president, upping the pressure on Biden to act. But if he does impose this executive order, it would echo a 2018 effort by then President Trump to bar and block migrants. It's something that Democrats staunchly opposed at the time and that was blocked by the courts.
The action would likely face legal challenges if it does happen. Thousands of AT&T customers across the country woke up to no service this morning. A major outage affected several major cities. The University of Alabama Birmingham Health System pausing in vitro fertilization treatments as healthcare providers weigh the impact of a state court ruling declaring frozen embryos children. This is ABC News. Opening statements begin today in the trial of the weapons manager for Alec Baldwin's movie Rust. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is charged with involuntary manslaughter and evidence tampering. The gun that Baldwin was handling contained a live bullet, which killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Baldwin's trial date has not been set. Both have pleaded not guilty. In Israel, a deadly traffic shooting.
On a highway south of Jerusalem, three Palestinian gunmen opening fire on cars stopped near a checkpoint in the West Bank. The attackers murdering one Israeli and wounding eight others, including a pregnant woman. Security forces killed two of the shooters, arresting the third. Police say the Palestinian militants hailed from the Bethlehem area. The deadly attack coming as tensions rise in the West Bank over the Gaza war. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Newly released Secret Service documents show the Biden's dog commander bit Secret Service agents at least 24 times before he was finally banished. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Republican prosecutor is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to rule on the state's abortion law. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky is appealing a Madison judge's ruling that Wisconsin's law bans feticide but not elective abortion. Ermansky says he wants the high court to take the case directly. After months of speculation, Republican Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement yesterday on social media.
Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame. And nothing gets done. That's not the country I know and love.
Wisconsin is a key swing state, and the winner here could decide the balance of power in the Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, February 24th from 4 to 7 at the Mercer Senior Citizen Center, it's the Mercer VFW Post Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser, featuring spaghetti with meatballs or sausage for $15, and coffee, salad, garlic bread, and dessert. Beer, wine, soda, and water are also available, with takeouts upon request, plus basket raffles. Be sure to stop by to help support Mercer's VFW.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Kenneth David Meyer, age 55, formerly of Park Falls, died unexpectedly on Monday, February 19th, in Windham, Minnesota. He is survived by his wife, Lisa, of Weston, by his children, Devin Meyer of Park Falls, and Brittany Ocker of Weston. Survived also by his grandson, by his father, Ronald Meyer of Park Falls, by two sisters, Wendy Meyer of Park Falls, and Tammy Hantelman of Mankato, Minnesota. Survived also by his sister-in-law and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services held at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls on Saturday, February 24th, 11 a.m., Reverend Gwen Downing will officiate. Visitation to be held on Friday, February 23rd, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the church, and on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Kenneth David Meyer, age 55, formerly of Park Falls. David Jeffrey Walker, age 63, Butternut, died on Sunday, February 18th, with his family by his side. He is survived by his mother, Marion Walker of Butternut, by his daughter, Rachel Moto of Butternut. Survived also by three grandchildren, by his long-term girlfriend and mother of his daughter, Linda Place of Butternut. Survived also by two sisters, Deborah Metzinger of Butternut and Cindy Neely of South Carolina. Survived also by his sister-in-law and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service held 1 p.m. Saturday, February 24th at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held on Saturday, February 24th from 12 noon until the hour of the service at the funeral home. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for David Jeffrey Walker, age 63, Butternut. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by J.C. Builders and Phillips since 1980, building custom homes for 30 years. They work hard to deliver the end product in a cost-efficient and timely manner while still providing a quality, innovative custom product.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be sunny and mild again today. Our high 48 this afternoon with a light breeze out of the west at only about 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few flurries late tonight. Our low 16. Tomorrow, sunshine, colder 26. But we will bounce back quickly Saturday with sunshine and a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Pete, we've got some special incentives for folks if they want to get a little work done on their car. You guys got a little incentive for them to do that, right?
Hey, you know what? The holidays are over, but we're still giving discounts down at Wheelway. There's many discounts off brakes, tires, alignments, whatever the issue with your car. You want to make sure it's roadworthy, and you can trust it during this winter time.
All right. And if their service, if their work's over $100, you got a little extra discount for them too, right?
Yeah, you know what? 15% goes a long ways.
Yeah, it goes a long ways, whether it's an oil change, alignment, or from all the slipping and sliding they did from the recent snow we had. Maybe they need some new tires. You guys go set them up for you, right?
You finally find out right now. You didn't find out a couple months ago, but yes, there's many discounts off tires right now. Don't hesitate.
Find out real quick. They can always call down the Wheelway in Fifield. How can they reach you guys down there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. They're ready for your call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
They'll take care of you. Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your Boat Club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to Your Boat Club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
The Sheriff is back hot. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Sheriff, pitcher Brandon Woodruff, signed a two-year deal to return to the Brewers. Was his agent receiving offers from other teams?
Yes, there was quite a few teams that were in it to the end. And yeah, I was close to signing there at the end, and then the Brewers came in right at the last second is kind of how it happened. But there was interest from a lot of other clubs.
College basketball, number 7th-ranked Marquette, defeating DePaul by 34 points, 105-71. Tyler Kolick setting a new Marquette record with 18 assists, surpassing Tony Miller and Doc Rivers.
You know, that's just the nature of our team is to really share the ball and get each other involved. We cut, we pass, we move. Just to show our team as a whole, as a collective, is always unselfish.
Head coach Shaka Smart.
I mean, you could tell by watching Tyler play tonight. And, you know, up there, Tony Miller, 17, Doc Rivers, 16. You know, those are guys that have been in the record books for a long, long time.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And wrestling front and center this weekend, state wrestling tournament. We wish the best to Ethan Upson, Phillips Lager wrestler. He is headed off to state and will wrestle on Friday morning representing the Phillips Lager wrestling team. We've got tournament basketball coming up tomorrow night. We've got Butternut playing host to Hurley. That'll be a 7 o'clock tap regional semifinal on 103.1 in the Civic Media app. And right here, it's Phillips Loggers beginning their tournament venture. They'll host Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, right here, 98Q, 98QCountry.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I did my makeup tonight to make myself look older and more tired. How'd I do? Thank you so much. Makeup is such a weird concept, isn't it? It's so random. Like, I'll get up in the morning, go into the bathroom, look in the mirror. Gee, I don't look so good. Maybe if my eyelids were blue, I'd be more attractive. Where did that come from? Okay, I'm doing it. Women don't want that. We don't want to look like toucans. That's not what we're going for. We want, like, what men want. Everybody wants to look younger. And gravity is making that impossible. That's why I keep a mirror by my front door to make sure I look presentable when I leave the house. So I was leaving the house recently. I looked in the mirror. And I saw something on my neck. So I leaned in a little more closely to see what it was. And it was my neck. My neck was hanging from my neck. How depressing is that? But I'm not getting plastic surgery. No, I'm not going down that rabbit hole. The most I'm willing to do is to hold my upper arm flaps back with ship clips. Because I don't want to hurt anyone when I'm waving goodbye.
Wake up with us and feel energized without the caffeine.
It's the best start to my day. 98 Q Country.
Somebody new.
I can pay my own debt, and at the end of the night, when they cut off.
Us, Runaway June. And they were at Lake of the Torches a few months back and a guest on the morning show. I like that song. And Buy My Own Drinks, Runaway June at 98Q at 726. How you doing here? Thursday, the 22nd, 022224. And another mild one, 50 today, only 25 for the high temp tomorrow. Going to be a lot cooler, needless to say, less than 25 degree temperature. Complete Rain Gutter Services, they've had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. CompleteRainGutter.com, that's where you go. And they got a free quote, they'll quote whatever you need to have done there. Complete Rain Gutter. Made a logistical error yesterday. Not too often in our lives, buying a car and selling a car is not something that happens for most people too often. You know, there's some people that buy and sell a lot to make a couple bucks, and that's fine. But for the most part, for most people, buying a car, selling a car is a once in several year activity. And I did both in one day, and it wasn't a good idea. I wasn't thinking yesterday morning when I had my car. And well, first of all, see, I'm old school, so I thought, I'm going to sell my car. I'm going to put a sign on the car. My first inclination was, when I'm going to sell my used car, is I put a for sale sign on it, and I put it at the end of the driveway. That's the first thing that comes to mind. And my wife, she didn't knock it down. She's like, well, we don't have a for sale sign. And I'm like, I can make one. And she said, no, I'll make one. And then the discussion went on from there. But after I did that, I thought to myself, well, I should probably think a little more modern. I should probably put this on, Price County for sale, Park Falls for sale. So I did that. Goodness gracious. See, the problem with, let me just say this. It's sold. That's good news. But the messages continue to come in. And the problem is some people see it and then they share it because I sold it and I deleted it from the place that I posted it online, but I'm still getting messages. I'm still getting messages from people apparently that want to come from all over the world just to see my car. Because as we know on social media and on Facebook, when you list something for sale, you will get inquiries from people that appear to want to buy what you have for sale. But if you delve into it quite a bit, that's not their intention. So if you saw it on there, thanks to everybody who responded. But I did sell it, and the messages continue to come in. And I don't like to be rude and just ignore it, the messages. So I usually hit the, sorry, this product's not available, and I'll send it. Tell everybody that. And then somebody said, why don't you remove the listing? I'm just like, I did remove the listing. I'm pretty sure someone shared it to a site in like South Korea or something, because I'm getting messages from all over the world just for my little car. So then I came to the realization, because I've always thought to myself, in the old days of radio, the swap shops on the air were very popular for many, many years. When I started in radio some 37 years ago, It was two-hour long shows of people calling in and buying and selling whatever they got. And we still do a little bit of that, but it's not like it used to be. And the Facebook and stuff like that is a reason why Craigslist, and that's the reason why, because you post it on there and you can sell it at the snap of a finger, but you also have to deal with the headache of 500 other people inquiring about it. So my philosophy is, I think this is only the second or third time that I've listed something on Facebook. My philosophy is I respond in order. So the first person that responds to me, I give them a chance. And as long as they come see the product in a timely manner, then I'll move to the second one. Then I'll move to the third one. I don't reply to anybody. I'm not going to reply to anybody beyond that. I'm just going to take it. Number one, you want it? No. Number two, you want it? No. And you better come fairly quickly, because I'm not making this like a 6-month process. And I think that's a pretty good way to do it. It's a great tool to sell stuff online. You just got to be careful because, like I said, there's a lot of people responding to it that are looking for other business other than just what you have for sale. So not only did I sell that vehicle yesterday, But I also bought a vehicle yesterday. I have been on this planet for 57 years, and this is only the second time that I have purchased a new vehicle. The last one was 35 years ago, I think, when I was a younger one. So that's kind of exciting, kind of an exciting process to get a different vehicle, a better vehicle, I guess, upgrade a little bit. So did that yesterday, and I'm tired today. I got the caffeinated tea ready to fly. I hope your Thursday is fabulous for you. We're going to get Bucks basketball cranked up tomorrow night. That's a 9 o'clock game. I think it's an ESPN. It must be a national broadcast game because they're playing Bucks at Timberwolves, and they're starting at 9 o'clock our time tomorrow night. That's a late night. The Timberwolves are really good this year, so Bucks will have their hands full. And then we got a doubleheader of high school basketball before that tomorrow night, girls. And then Saturday, we're going to bring you some Brewer spring training baseball at 2 o'clock, followed by hopefully one or two girls regional final games featuring Butternut and Phillips on Saturday night, we're hoping. So that's what we got going on this coming weekend. Twice an hour, news, sports. Let's do it right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden considering passing an executive order to impose tough new sanctions at the southern border. One possibility, barring migrants seeking asylum as they cross between U.S. ports of entry. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce with more on the political reasons for the move.
Republicans have seized on the chaos at the border, turning it into a political liability for the president, upping the pressure on Biden to act. But if he does impose this executive order, it would echo a 2018 effort by then President Trump to bar and block migrants. It's something that Democrats staunchly opposed at the time and that was blocked by the courts.
The action would likely face legal challenges if it does happen. Thousands of AT&T customers across the country woke up to no service this morning. A major outage affected several major cities. The University of Alabama Birmingham Health System pausing in vitro fertilization treatments as healthcare providers weigh the impact of a state court ruling declaring frozen embryos children. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are trying again to cut state income taxes by $2 billion. The state Senate passed a package yesterday that lowers taxes on people earning as much as $150,000 a year. Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin Lemahue.
We still have over $3 billion surplus in Wisconsin that's just sitting there earning interest. It's the taxpayers' money. It's time to give that money back.
Governor Evers vetoed two Republican tax cuts last year. The University of Wisconsin in Madison must now accept all high school graduates from the state who finish in the top 5% of their class. All other state universities have to admit grads in the top 10%. It's part of the deal for state money in exchange for diversity program cuts. Governor Evers signed the bill yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
February 1st through March 6th, it's cookie time at Super One Foods. Be sure to stop by and pick up some specially marked made-in-store bakery cookies, and Super One will donate $2 off of every package sold to the library. The money raised will be used to purchase book prizes to be awarded during the 2024 summer reading program. Again, that is February 1st through March 6th at Super One.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Woody back in the clubhouse. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff back with the team after signing a two-year deal with a third-year option. Woodruff asked after the shoulder surgery, is there any chance he could pitch this season?
I will tell you, like I've told every other team and every other person, I'm following Dr. Meister's orders. He's the doctor who performed my surgery. That's up to him. And I have full trust in Dr. Meister, and I think he's the best in the game. See where I'm at the end of the year, and if it makes sense, maybe. But if not, I'll be ready to go for 25.
Woodruff says several teams came after him in free agency. Once his deal was signed, the Brewers then signed former Yankees and Padres catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year deal with an option next season. College basketball, Marquette with a dominating win at home, 105-71 over DePaul. Tyler Kolick with 18 assists, setting a new school record, surpassing Tony Miller and Doc Rivers. NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tomorrow night in Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for brands like Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many more. Consumers pick them first because they know you want quality equipment, parts, and service work to keep your equipment running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now, here we are.
Because it's in a great mood.
It is my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you.
The stars are still out.
It's 7:43, 17 before 8. Well, Thursday morning's our time to get updated on what's going on with our Shawamigan schools, and we've got District Administrator Kyle Cronin nice enough to join us in the tea-caffeinated studios of the 98Q Morning Show. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. The coffee pot runs strong over in the office. Let me just tell you that.
So. Yeah, yeah. I still drink coffee like later in the day and stuff. But I just, sometimes you get points in your life where you just like, okay, I need to try something a little different here.
Not to get off of the school topic. Yeah. But I can remember my parents were like evening coffee drinkers. They'd go to a cafe with friends.
Sure.
And they'd have a cup of coffee. I'd always beg to go along so I could get like a root beer float.
They didn't want you to go along because they needed to talk about you.
Yeah, probably.
As parents, they needed time away, right? So. Yeah, but that time at the coffee shop, that's still around.
And that was just the cafe in town. That's all it was. And it was open late until 8 o'clock, and then go have coffee in the evening. Yeah, so.
You betcha. All right, let's talk about the Screaming Eagles. What's happening? Yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, I do want to take a moment and some congratulations to our wrestlers, Greg Morgan and Ethan Humphrey, who were at sectionals last weekend. They gave it their all down there in Edgar, and our Eagle wrestlers overall had a good season. Also, our girls basketball team finished out their season this last week. Very young team. They did get to chalk up a few wins this season. Yep. We look forward to them.
I think 12 girls in the team, 9 were freshmen.
Yes. Yeah. Very young team. From what I heard. Good things to come. They got a lot of experience this year playing ball on the court. And next year it'll be a bunch of sophomores likely.
Yeah, Coach Ernst has a good crew there. So, it'll be fun to watch them grow.
So it is. It's going to be great to watch them grow. Just so we might as well keep on the sports track, boys basketball tonight versus Abbotsford at home, 5:45 JV and 7:15 for the varsity. And then next week on the 27th, the boys are traveling down to the car show capital of Wisconsin, Iola, Scandinavia. They're going to travel down there on the 27th. Trying to get a fan bus going to that. And then, believe it or not, we might as well finish out the sports. Joel?
Yeah.
How many snow days have I had yet so far this year that we've had to talk about?
See, one of the zero.
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 Is the track clear? I think the track is clear because track practice is starting. Track and field practice starts on March 4th.
Yeah,
it's only a couple weeks, and
should be ready to go. I was talking with the baseball coach, Coach Herbst, a little bit yesterday, and he's like, "Just don't give us a 30-inch snowstorm. They deserve an early spring. All these sports do,
especially after last year."
Yeah,
softball is slated to go on March 11th, so we're starting to look now forward into the spring sports.
Yeah.
And speaking of springtime is when we do our spring musical, The Addams Family. I think we're going to have shows on the weekend of March 15, 16, and 17. So looking forward to seeing what Mr. Donner and the musical students have lined up for us. Angelina Wilson, Ann Keefe also helping out with that with Mr. Donner. So just looking forward to having a great set of shows. And
they must have found a lurch. I didn't get a call. So I know I put a call out there saying if they needed a lurch, I was available.
Don't you know you're the stand-in?
I'm the stand-in. Okay, I'm the backup. Okay.
Hey, this next week up at the high school on the 28th, on Wednesday, our Leo Club, our Young Lions members, are going to be doing once again the Learn to Connect program, helping people with their information technology support. And so that's been a good program so far. That's going to go 9:45 to 10:45 up at the high school. Again, Learn to Connect. I got to get down on my list here. Aqua Zumba going on tonight, 5 to 5:45 at the pool. It's $2 pool fee if you're not a pool member, and $3 for the class. We do have regular Zumba. That was last night in the Park Falls Elementary Gym that we offer out. And again, that's $3 per class. Prom coming up. So we're talking March sports. Prom is the beginning of April, April 6th, from 8 till midnight, and tickets are now available in the office. Our eighth graders up at Shawamigan North Campus are selling trash bags. I bought a whole bunch last year myself. They are a great bag. You can get different sizes.
All right.
And that's going to run. That's for their class trip. That's going to run through March 1st. If you're interested in It's a bulk of trash bags. You can certainly contact the Shawamigan North Campus. And again, that's for the 8th grade class trip fundraiser.
All right.
This Friday, we got Shawamigan Middle School Volleyball at home versus Bayfield. Monday, we've got the volleyball again, Middle School Volleyball at home versus Butternut. And on Tuesday, Shawamigan Middle School Volleyball at home versus Ashland. So quite a bit going on with the volleyball. Thursday, the 29th, Level 2 Forensics for the middle school students up at Washburn. We do want to just let everybody know for Park Falls Elementary School and Glidden Elementary School, the 4K registration, we're scheduled those for the end of April, that final formal registration for next year. Also, it is open enrollment time. The open enrollment application period started on February 5th, but it goes through Tuesday, April 30th. We've got a lot of opportunities down at the school district for students of all ages. And so we encourage folks, if you're interested in open enrolling, come take a tour of the schools. And, you know, we're more than welcome. We want to open our arms to all. So we want to get all right. folks into the school. We are looking for an early learning center assistant teacher. And, of course, as always, watch for the kids at the bus stops early in the morning or in the evening. We're starting to get light, so a little easier to see. And the snowbanks aren't 6 feet tall.
All right. It's nice. All right, Kyle. Thank you much. Appreciate it. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator of our Shawamigan Schools. That'll be a fun presentation. The Adams family, pretty cool. People around the area are being treated to a lot of good theater once again this spring with the Adams family here. I think the Lakeland Union High School is also doing the Adams family over there. And yesterday we talked with the Northwoods players Bill Weiler was in, and we had Cal Pippinger and Natalina, and they were in talking about the Sound of Music, which is coming to the Northwoods players here in a few weeks too. So some good chances for you to get out, very inexpensive to see some great local talent. Today's National Chili Day, so celebrate however you need to there. It is also National Margarita Day today. There were some weird headlines. I was kind of going through some of the headlines this morning, that stuff you just don't hear from the ABC and stuff like that. So just some interesting, weird stories today. The U.S. charging a Japanese gang boss with trying to traffic nuclear material from Burma to other countries, trying to traffic it around the world. Ooh. Google has issued an apology. Apparently, they had some issues with their Gemini AI tool. The company seemingly overcorrected and missed the mark when it came to diversifying some photos and stuff like that. An open pit gold mine in central Venezuela this week. It collapsed. 14 people perished and injured many more. They were probably right there, I would guess, in the open pit gold mine, and down it went. 34-year-old Colorado man had passed away shortly after he was bitten by one of his own Gila, G-I-L-A. He had his own Gila monster. So the thing bit him, and then he died. It's possible that the reptile's venom caused the death. But the venom is typically not deadly, they said. Never good to have a pet that will kill you if it bites you, just with the venom. Yeah. And a large manufacturer of ghost guns has agreed to stop selling them in Maryland. The decision is part of the settlement from a state's case against the company. I think there's a lot of guns in this country. Let's just leave it at that. There's a lot of guns. It's crazy. If you want a gun, it doesn't matter if you're a felon or whatever. You want a gun, you can get a gun. And there's a lot of them out there. And we're doing our best to try to get them in the hands of the correct people. We've got your local Park Falls BP. What a great place to stop in for gas, for your vehicle, for yourself, chips, maybe a little snack or something to enhance your lunch for work. Park Falls BP. Always good local folks there, right next to McDonald's, right on Highway 13 here in Park Falls.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit savebythescan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Connexus Credit Union in Phillips is proud to be a sponsor of the Logger United Booster Club. They are a member-focused cooperative that is proud to return the profits to member owners through high yields for checking accounts, deposit products, as well as competitive rates. Connexus Credit Union, located at 114 South Avon Avenue in Phillips.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
Top of the seventh looks like a pitching change as they've set up for a corner kick. The two black belts have entered the mat, and the slider is low and away. He heads the ball to midfield. This is quite a kumite. Here comes the roundhouse. Has it got enough gas to get out of here? They've bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Kick savings, pitch karate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi there. Governor Evers here with some big news. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is now accepting applications for the Wisconsin Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Program. That cap will award $27 million in grant funding for innovative projects designed to build resilience across the middle of the supply chain. The deadline to apply is March 6th. Find more information at patcp.wi.gov.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be sunny and mild again today. Our high 48 this afternoon with a light breeze out of the west at only about 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few flurries late tonight. Our low 16. Tomorrow, sunshine, colder 26. But we will bounce back quickly Saturday with sunshine and a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Here we are.
Number one for the most new country.
Number one.
Hey, y'all, it's Dustin Lynn.
Sack of clothes, free and easy down.